I'm Gene Randall. September 11th has a signature meaning here in the United States, a dark meaning for a date that will never be forgotten. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has a report.
Victims' relatives will gather at Ground Zero, where the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed when hijacked planes rammed into the Trade Center will be read aloud. President Trump will take part in an observance at the Pentagon, and Vice President Mike Pence will speak at the third attack site near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Former President George Bush, the commander-in-chief when the 2001 attacks occurred, will attend a wreath-laying ceremony this afternoon at the Pentagon. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Trump administration is hitting back at U.S. media reports it evacuated a high-level Russian CIA spy after he revealed that President Vladimir Putin ordered the Kremlin's meddling in the 2016 U.S. election in favor of Donald Trump. In addition, CNN said that President Trump's handling of sensitive information in his dealings with Russian officials was a cause for concern in the American intelligence community. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed the reporting by CNN and others.
I've seen that reporting. The reporting is materially inaccurate. And you should know, as the former CIA director, I don't talk about things like this very often. It is only the occasions when there's something that I think puts people at risk or the reporting is so egregious as to create enormous risk to the United States of America that I even comment in the way that I just did.
In a rare address to his nation, Cameroon's President Paul Biya says he has ordered his country's prime minister to engage in what he called an inclusive dialogue on issues that are tearing the Central African state apart. Violence in Cameroon has killed more than 2,000 people in the troubled English-speaking regions. Biya also called on foreign nations to help him stop Cameroonians in their countries from sponsoring violence back home. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Washington is still abuzz over U.S. President Donald Trump's firing of his controversial national security adviser, John Bolton. Though there is a dispute about whether Bolton offered to resign, as he says he did, or if Mr. Trump simply dismissed him. That fact is the president has now gone through three national security advisers in less than 3 years. He says he'll name a new one next week. The explanation for Bolton's exit from both the president and Secretary of State Pompeo is that Bolton's views on world affairs were too often out of sync with administration thinking. Such areas were known to include Iran, North Korea, and Afghanistan. Bolton's was apparently the dominant voice arguing against a planned secret Camp David summit with the Taliban, which President Trump canceled last weekend, later saying that year-long peace talks with the Afghan insurgents were dead. No word on just how the White House will act on the U.S. troop withdrawal that was part of the tentative deal with the Taliban to end a war that is almost 18 years old. As for John Bolton, it is unclear if he will have more to say in the days ahead. China may be sending something of a mixed message on its plans for dealing with U.S. tariffs. Beijing says it will ease some of its own levies while keeping others intact. Here's AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
China is keeping penalties on American pork and soy, but will ease some others. Beijing has announced it will exempt industrial grease and some other imports from tariff hikes in a trade war with Washington, but keep in place penalties on soybeans and other major exports ahead of negotiations next month. The easing applies to raw materials for farmers and factories, suggesting China wants to limit damage to its slowing economy. It also adds to indications that both sides might be settling in for an extended conflict, even as they prepare for talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain is getting set for a general election likely to be held in November, as the political crisis over the country's exit from the European Union deepens. Parliament this week was officially suspended until mid-October and will return just 2 weeks before the country is due to leave the EU. A coalition of opposition and conservative lawmakers has branded the suspension a coup by Prime Minister Boris Johnson and has vowed to take him to court if he refuses to petition for a Brexit extension. For now, Britain is due to leave the bloc on October 31st, but legislation has been approved to prevent a no-deal exit. Tens of thousands of tons of contaminated water from the Fukushima nuclear plant might have to be released into the Pacific Ocean. This from Japan's environment minister. The water used to cool damaged fuel cores after the plant was damaged by an earthquake and tsunami in 2011 is being stored in giant tanks at the site, but Tokyo Electric Power says it will run out of storage space for the water in 2022. Gene Randall, VOA News.
In broadcast, It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.